Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show, where we discuss everything mixed martial arts. I'm your host, Johnny K, and today we're joined by an Australian amateur. His record's 2-1 as an amateur. He's based in Queensland. Please welcome to the show, Max Kruger. How are you, Max?
Good, thanks, mate. Yourself? How are you going?
I'm good. Tell me about how your training's going so far.
It's going great at the moment, actually. 8 weeks out from the next fight, I got booked in on Eternal. So looking forward to it, getting the fitness up, working on everything I need to. I'm enjoying it at the moment, actually.
Have you fought on Eternal before?
Yeah, I have. My last fight was on Eternal.
Yeah, what'd you think of that company, seeing that right now out of the listed like Melbourne and Australian shows in general, they kind of have Eternal as the best show right now, like the highest caliber of opponents?
Yeah, it was great. It was really well put together show. It's great crowds. I think the one I fought on is on the Gold Coast. It's the biggest crowd that had at Gold Coast then. So it was, yeah, they know what they're doing. It's well put together. I enjoy it. It's the right pathway to be on as well, because they get not the amateurs, but the pro fight cards there on the UFC Fight Pass, so it's the right place to be.
What are you thinking about turning pro with? Would you stay with the company and go pro in Eternal?
Yeah, definitely. That's the plan, to keep getting some Eternal fights amateur, and then when I make the decision to go pro, that's the plan, stay with Eternal and just keep going through there. Hopefully get a belt. That's the pathway that I see and the coach sees as well.
You know what's interesting with the Queensland scene? I've been seeing it slowly build. Melbourne is kind of behind right now, even though we're kind of leveling up. The real scene, though, is the Perth scene.
Yeah.
For some reason, Perth is dominating. JDM, Volk, and now Erceg have all come out of the Perth scene. So why do you think that is? Have you ever gone to Perth to check out the gyms there?
No, I never have. I actually have no clue why that is. Oh, good. Yeah. Maybe the gyms. Maybe there's more people doing it down there. I couldn't put my finger on it. Do you have an idea yourself?
I don't know. The coaches are really good there. Like, I believe Freestyle MMA is there. They might be in Sydney. They are in Perth. And Joe Lopez, he's done a lot of good work with some of the talent, like even another guy that's on the come up, Jarrett Wilbraham.
Yeah.
There's so many different guys that they've got such a high level of like fight IQ, and I think they really focus on skill building instead of just the drilling meaningless shit. I think he's really good. JDM, we just saw with Gilbert, he kind of outclassed him in every aspect of the fight, really. And we kind of showed that Australian Jiu-Jitsu is leveling up too in that fight.
Yeah. That's probably a good point. Just obviously the train style and how you train would have a big impact on it.
Tell me about when you moved to Queensland a year ago. So where were you and where'd you move to?
So I was in Brisbane a year ago, which was still Queensland. And then I moved down to the Gold Coast, which is where I am right now, where this is being recorded. And so I've been doing that for a year. I still go back up to Brisbane on the weekends to see the family. That's where the family home is. Do all my like shopping, getting the meal preps ready, good separation. And then I'm back into training, like locked in down the Gold Coast here. I find it really works, like the home, like work separation. Not really, I wouldn't say this is work, but that's the analogy I use. It really makes down the Gold Coast here my focus time, and then home I can take a step back and relax a bit.
Do you feel homesick?
No, not at all. Like, I still get to see my family on the weekends. My sister's overseas at the moment, living over there. But yeah, I don't get homesick. I'm pretty good. This is home too, down here.
So you're still sleeping in the gym?
Yeah, that's right. I pull out the mattress each night, just sleep on that. It's pretty simple, just like mattress that thick, put my sheet on it, like pillow, and then just put it away each morning before class. Pretty like Japanese style. The Japanese do it every night, same sort of thing. It's nifty. It's good.
Do you think that's helped you?
Oh, definitely. 1,000%, 1,010%. been able to like be in the gym and being involved in everything, even if I'm not doing a class, like helping out with the kids' classes or anything, just absorbing all that knowledge. The major thing is just, yeah, being here every day, like the 5, 6 days a week, the training is on, not being able to pull the excuse, oh, I'm a bit sick today. Being able to really build that discipline to turn up every day has been the major thing that's been like groundbreaking and really helped me.
Do you try and push yourself every single day? And if you do that in your training, do you feel the effects of it the next day if you push too far?
I'd say so. I definitely feel it by the end of the week. By Saturday, I've really like good of like I'm tired. Like Saturday night, I'll sleep 12, 14 hours if I can. Weekend is just like a hibernate. Dad gives it to me a bit like sleep too much. But yeah, by the weekends, I'm pretty smashed. I love it. But yeah, I do push myself during the week, so I am tired by the end of it.
Tell me, when I was at the gym, shout out once again, Melbourne Muay Thai Academy in Epping. I've been working on my clinch, my Muay Thai clinch a lot. What have you been working on for your game?
Everything stand up in particular, I'd say I've been doing a lot more of, and wrestling. They're two focuses I'm definitely improving on. I feel like I've got a relatively good jiu-jitsu base. Stand up those I'm working on, and just everything to do stand up, kicks, hands. I did that over in Thailand, even just doing more Muay Thai, definitely helping with that.
I've been finding that the fighters that are really doing well against the kind of basic new style of MMA are the ones that incorporate the knees and the elbows into the sequences when the fighter's moving towards them as a counter, not even going forward and doing it, going backwards. So if a fighter comes towards you, you knee them as they use their momentum onto you. And
Yep.
same with the elbows, similar to how Roberto Soldic got KO'd in his last fight. He got dropped with the elbow. That elbow wasn't even, the guy didn't even go forward. He just waited for him to dart in, and he caught him with the elbow. Darren Till does that really well. He did that against Whittaker. So is that something that you're trying to focus on?
I haven't specifically put training into those counter knees and stuff. But you mentioned it, maybe it is, maybe I should work on it. That would be something interesting to just specifically train. That is an interesting point though. I haven't gone, oh, I'm gonna wait for that counter and them to move to me for the knees. Just been training like a knee, just stepping in, I guess.
See
Interesting take, yeah.
the varied game and the expansive game that I've been looking into so far from what I've seen. The conditioning to get your cardio up is one thing, and then the skill building is the second thing. And I feel like too many people put them together. It's not a boxing cardio session. I hate that shit. Right, I feel like it's important, just drill, 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 and then if your cardio will come from that, and then you can focus on your cardio as well by just burning yourself out on the bag or having a tough sparring session. I feel like doing the training where you're constantly drilling new stuff and constantly being creative, adding new tools into the arsenal. I feel like so many fighters, they get complacent. I love to mention Adesanya. If you look at his last 3 to 4 fights, I've not seen him improve in anything. He says that he
Yeah.
does, but I haven't seen him implement anything or do anything
Unique.
new.
Yeah.
And I think that's a limited way of fighting in general.
Yeah. Now that you say that, even this week, we've been, a lot of the boys, just even after morning training, we've been staying back and doing really like casual sparring. And that's been a massive improvement because it's really playful and you pick up a lot of new things, try new things. It's not the point of competitive where you're like trying to win. It's like a bit further down where it's let's play around and see what we can do new. So I do agree that's a pretty important thing, and I see that's where you can get a lot of development and trying those new things. Yeah, it's cool.
I want to ask you about you moving out of home just to switch the subject.
Mm.
So when you did that,
Yep.
were you nervous doing that?
I wasn't nervous doing it. Like, once I made the decision, I was like, oh, this is what I'm doing. It was more probably hesitant is the word, like making that decision to do it. Because there's a lot of things, like I hadn't really been training MMA for too long. I'd only been training for 4 or so months, I think it was, part time before I made the decision. I was like, I want to do this. But leading up to that decision, it was like, what are my parents going to think? What are my family members going to think? What's my boss going to think? How am I going to get out of my job and make this decision? So it was really, oh, like, what's going to happen? But once I did it, like, yeah, you realize it's not really a big deal. You can do whatever you want. And if you're doing something that makes you happy and you want to strive for, like, people are going to support you anyways. So yeah, it was more a hesitant mental block. But once you get over it, you realize, yeah, it's not really a block. You can do what you want.
Who do you think is your favorite fighter?
At that time, and probably still now, Volkanovski, because he served as, I guess, sort of an inspiration for me, because he was a footy boy as well. I was doing footy at the time. It served as sort of like carving the paths, like as a guy saying, oh, I can follow his steps, like not thinking it's impossible. Because I started at 20, I was 20 years old, I'm 21 now, going that he started a few years after me, I believe, and really solidifying that belief that I could do it. So yeah, I look up to Volkanovski for sure.
What do you think's the hardest sport?
They both have their pros and cons. Physicality, and like rugby can be a really unpredictable thing. Like you're running the ball and there's like a bunch of like 110 kg guys running at you. You can get some bad injuries. MMA is probably for me at the moment, discipline wise, like something that can be very, not hard, but put the most time into, because every day you're always going to improve. And that's what I enjoy about it. The challenge of MMA is the point that, yeah, getting better each day, and you've got to push yourself to get better each day. Rugby, you can get a bit complacent and you just turn up to the training sessions and run through the team. MMA, if you're just turning up and not getting better, you're going to get your head punched in. So it's a good, yeah, it's difficult, but I like that about it because it pushes you to be better. Because if you're not striving to be better, you're going to end up underneath someone. It's not going to be a good result.
You seem like a pretty chill guy. So, what was that feeling after your first loss in the amateurs?
Obviously didn't enjoy it. I wasn't too happy with myself. I'm here to win. I want to win. But it was my first loss, so it was a learning experience. Got a lot from it, like I mentally as well, mentally preparing for the fight. And yeah, I got a lot of things physically, like what I need to improve on for the next one, which I've been working on. It's, yeah, I'm not taking it, I don't take it to heart. It's like it's part of the process. I'm here to learn. Yeah,
You
it's good.
mentioned that in 8 weeks you've got your next fight. So, do you know which opponent it is, or have you just been booked in?
Yeah, got the opponent booked in. He's from, I don't know where he's from. He's not from Brisbane or Gold Coast. He's flying in for it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Haven't been able to find too much footage on him either. He's 1-1 as an amateur though, so should be a good fight. Like we're pretty close. It'll be good.
Hopefully his name on the print when you see your name, Max Kruger, versus, you don't read Shamil Gadzimagomedov or something like that, right?
Yeah, and of on the end, no, definitely not. That'd be, there's that music that always come out to, the Dagestani music. I can't really say it, but it's always funny. I always see like memes online about, oh, your opponent comes out and comes out to this music, and it's of, yeah, the stress of that. But yeah, it'd be fine.
You're talking about the memes, so why do you think that you blew up on TikTok and Instagram?
I think the main thing is just my story, like that I've moved out of home and I'm sleeping in the gym and training. I think it's something that people sort of aspire, a situation people aspire to be in, just being able to not work and do something that they like doing and they want to achieve. That, and also just being consistent and being knowing how to market myself. I feel like I've learned a lot the last year on how to construct good videos to, go viral, sort of in a sense. I've had a few, a couple now, over 1 million views. So it's a mix having an interesting story and also knowing how to market them and get that attention too.
I'm going to give you an interesting take now. So
Yeah.
wrestling is no longer as important in the current meta in MMA than striking is, right? And I've got proof for this. So the
So
anti-wrestling
you're
go
saying strike.
yeah,
You're saying striking is the new
explain
meta.
it. So the
Yeah.
wrestling component, right? If you know how to wrestle, you'll dominate. If you know anti-jiu-jitsu, anti-wrestling, and you're a good counter wrestler, and you keep on the feet and you're a striker, you're going to win like that particular style. So I feel like Adesanya, Strickland, Dricus, and Pereira were the four middleweight champions in the last, couple of champions. We proved that. Light heavyweight, we got Pereira, welterweight, Leon Edwards, bantamweight, we got Sean O'Malley, right? And because of that, I feel like having a really big striking game with the counter wrestling. If you don't know that component, then you're not going anywhere. But I just feel like for this last period, this last 4 to 5 years, I feel like striking is taking over once again. So when striking, wrestling, and now it's back to striking.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that a lot of those main guys are strikers. Though I do think, like, even people like Bo Nickel, I think he's gonna be doing pretty
I
good, and
hate
he's
his
got a
style.
pretty strong wrestling background.
I hate his
I
style.
think it's pretty good. What don't you like about it?
Okay. So when we just watched the Cody Brundage fight, so Brundage in UFC 300, on a real note, I don't think Brundage is a good fighter at all. I feel like Bo, his strike is a little bit overrated. Like, I think that defensively he's actually not that good. I might be wrong. Listen.
Yeah, he's only been he hasn't been striking for long. I think he's only been striking for a few years. So yeah, he's most of his experience was in wrestling. So yeah, I agree with that. But I think it's just his striking is good because he knows he can't be taken down.
Of course. We'll have to see. Listen, I'm not the oracle. I won't know everything, but I'm pretty accurate with this shit. I feel like he's going to be exposed by a seriously I feel like they're gonna similar to how they did an undefeated Ciryl Gane, Pereira, right? They rush these guys like O'Malley, right? And they give him the top contender out of nowhere. And I feel like the top of the division, like your Marvin Vettori. I think Marvin Vettori would beat the shit out of Bo Nickel right now, and I don't think Marvin Vettori is that good of a fighter at like at the top upper echelon of the division. So I feel like these guys, like even a Hermanson, even a Joe Pyfer, I think could beat him. So I think that they may be rushing him a little bit too much, and I think he's a little bit over with his ability in MMA wrestling. He's a gun wrestler and probably beat all these guys in a wrestling match. However, that's not the game. What do you think is the best part of your game?
I'd say my wrestling probably at the moment. It's just transferred over so well from rugby. Just the skills of that, just driving through a tackle, it's just come really naturally for me. It was the thing I picked up the easiest to start as well. So I'd say my wrestling's probably my strength at the moment, for
I've got a
sure.
question about that. So let's say you have a double leg, which is what I've been working on, or even a single. What I've been doing is I've been trying to like step through, like on the opposite side. I've been trying to step through so you use your weight to really just trip them, make them fall over. And to be honest, sometimes it feels like they're not going to fall over and they just kind of trip quickly, and it's almost like you're not even there's no physicality behind it. I feel like I haven't even lifted them and they've fallen. So when you're going for your double, do you ever step on the inside? Do you ever step on inside of their legs, or do you always go for the outside positions?
So you mean like once I'm running through, like their legs are here, putting my knee through the middle? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, do you put your knee through the middle or do you put your knee on the sides?
I put it through the middle when I go in, and then once I've got both legs locked up, then ideally I'll pass them both to the side so I get into side control. Because if I've got them both locked up, both their legs locked up in a double, I'm not gonna just be happy with a half guard. I pass it. I want to end up in side control. So yeah, I start with a knee in the middle and one knee on the other side, and then I'll pass both their legs into side. That's like my perfect double leg. That's ideal situation. Yeah.
Why do you think you became a fighter?
I love the challenge of it. I feel like I was doing rugby, I wasn't enjoying it. I'd done a bunch of sports in my life, and then I came across fighting and I just loved it. Like, size wasn't an obstacle with rugby. Like, bigger guys can get picked in a team because they're just a bigger bloke genetically. Whereas fighting, you come up against someone who is relatively the same size as you, and whoever's put in the most work comes out on top. And I love the like future of it, like how high you can go in fighting. Like, there's unlimited growth. It's not like rugby where you're just limited to Australia and New Zealand locally. Like, it's an international sport. And I love it. It's just like a big mountain to climb. It's great. That's probably the main reasons. Challenge, every other like limiting belief I had with rugby isn't there anymore. And I just love it. I enjoy it too. Just the sport as a whole, I enjoy.
Seeing that you had to take down bigger opponents in rugby, would you see yourself ever moving up in weight class?
I could do. We were sort of sitting. I was talking to coach about this because my last fight and this next fight are at super lightweight, so 74.2 or 3, I believe that is, and we're weighing up whether I go to 70 or 77, and it's 50-50 for me. We're probably leaning towards going down to 70, but I don't see it as much of an issue sitting at 77. I'm happy to take on the bigger guys, and it's a weird mental thing as well. With rugby, I noticed, and I have this even in the fights, you're so used to standing across someone like in the other back line that's, say, a couple, like 20 kilos heavier than you. Because I was, for rugby, I'm a bit of a smaller guy. I'm 80 at the moment. That 100 kilo guy starts to turn into like an 80 kilo guy because you're so used to seeing them. So when I see another 80 kilo guy, they look smaller, like a 70 kilo guy, if that makes sense. So the bigger guys aren't anymore like, yeah, out of the norm. I'm like used to seeing it, so it doesn't bother me too much. And then yeah, if they're a big guy, it's just another better challenge to overcome. I also see it as,
Final question for today is there a fight of yours that you can really think about that pushed you mentally? Like you had to really look inside yourself and push through to get the result or push through something that you didn't think that you could? Or do you feel like no one's kind of challenged you in that aspect yet?
I'd say the two most recent fights for two different reasons. The most recent one, the loss, challenged me after the fight because it was my first loss and just learning, oh, what are some things I could have done better to be more mentally prepared for this fight? Because I almost felt too calm. My first and second fight I was nervous for, but my third one I didn't really have any nerves at all. And I think it was because I was just too nonchalant about it. So I really need to put more effort into, I think, mental preparation, visualizations, and really getting myself in the right mode for the fight, and that self-belief. And then my second last fight, that was the hardest one I did in there. That was like, I don't remember what my coach was telling me, like in the corners. Like, I was just too like focused on getting my breath back. That was the hardest thing I've done, like physically, like tiring. So my second fight in the fight has been the most challenging fight. That was just an exhausting fight, and yeah, I was just dead after, very dead.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Max, for coming on the show. Is there any final remarks or statements you want to tell the fans at home as we wrap up the podcast today?
Just say, go do what you want. If you want to go achieve something or leave your job and go do something, go do it. That's been my overarching message that I push on my socials too. Just go chase your dreams and go try and achieve something. Don't get stuck in an office and hate it.
Follow Max Kruger on Instagram, link in the description, and follow Anything Combat. We will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.